Vous sentez, 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 vous sentez is the scene of this week's Calypso Showcase, where we feature a special two-part program on the reigning and undisputed Calypso King of the World, Dr. Sparrow. This week we talk to him here at the Hideaway. Next week you get him live in the studio. I'm impressed by the magnificent spread that you have here. But what is even more significant is that looking over your balcony, one can look straight at Kitchener's home from here.
Yes, Kitch always looking over here. You know. Yeah. I'm a partner, man.
We all could almost talk to each other long distance.
He shout loud and hard enough. He could hear me, you know.
You've been having a lot of shows, Sparrow in concert over the last few weeks. How has these shows been going for you?
Very well. Wall to wall people. Yeah, you know, we've really put on some good shows, you know.
And you have even more coming up for us?
Well, definitely. I'm working on a mid-year LP right now. Mm-hmm. That's the LP with Survival and some of the others. Then I have I put a nice medley on it, you know, and keep it hot and spicy, mm-hmm. you know.
I hear a rumor that you're going to have a concert with Sugar Aloes. How true is that?
I think the rumor is true this time. Yeah, Aloes and I are going to square off, I think it's the 17th and 18th, the Spectacular.
That should be interesting.
Well, yes, I already sent a threat to him couple of days when they asked me about it, and I told them, I said, all he had to do is to remember the hammer.
Well, I remember when I did an early interview, you said one thing. You said, you know, I interviewed Aloes on that day, and you said, tell them don't lean on my car.
Yes. You remember?
Yeah.
In Sando, Well, I was just making a little joke and thing, you know. So all the guys came around and I said to them, look, don't lean on it, don't lean on it, you know. And it turned out that I was right.
All right, well, you know, on Calypso Showcase, we want to look at the life of the Calypsonian. We want to look at all the ups and downs and so on. First thing I want you to clarify for the benefit of our viewers, is your name Francisco Slinger or Slinger Francisco? I see some of the documents with it written both ways.
No. Francisco is last. Yo soy Francisco Rio Tralado Rey Calypso, Calypso, Calypso. Sí, señor, Francisco. Right. Well, the family name is Francisco. Right. My first name is Slinger.
Tell us about the first 16 years of Sparrow. What was your childhood like, your youth days?
Well, it's so long ago, it's hard to be correct. But I suppose it was very normal and regular. You know, you do your studies and you make your parents happy, and sometimes they get into a quarrel with you and that type of thing. But all in all, it was okay.
What school did you go to?
Well, I went to Mokrapu Boys when I was very, very young. I was, you know, ABC kindergarten. And then on to New Tongue Boys, where I really finished. Mm-hmm. And my teacher, ex-teacher Carl Jadunat, was revealing some of the things that happened to me a few days ago, which I couldn't remember. You know, he was talking about 1946, 47, when my father brought me to the school and wanted to have me enrolled, and some of the things which I didn't know anything about. And from there, he was with me right through.
So it's common knowledge to everyone that you're actually born in Grenada. What age did you migrate to Trinidad?
Yeah, well, the family brought me over here to Trinidad when I was about a year and a half. You know, Trinidad in those days used to be like America is, you know, the America of the Caribbean. Yeah. And anytime you needed a lot in life, or you needed some improvement, you needed work, you had to come to Trinidad. And pretty much like Trinidadians do today, we all go to America and try to get green card and citizenship and to better ourselves.
Yeah, I remember once traveling abroad and someone of the islands told me, if I could just see Frederick Road, I'm business.
That's right. And I've traveled to all the different islands, and some of them are very, very nice. I feel that this part of the world is exceptionally nice.
Well, we want to get into the early years of your Calypso and tour. Many people, 1956 started for you, but in fact, the year before 1955, you sang two Calypsos. Can you recall that?
1955, I came out with The High Cost of Living, Ruby Where the Baby Disappear, and Racetrack Scandal.
OK, Do you remember any of those calypsos?
Yes, I think I can remember. I usually try to remember the high cost of living, you know. The high cost of living, higher than a mountain. People like me and you so just had to stand up and watch the goods at high low. I think that's the chorus.
Yes, I remember that actually.
Yeah. Where the baby disappear, it cannot be for... That has something to do with abortion in a form.
All right, but...
Illegal abortion, that is, yes.
But 1956 is the start of the Mighty Sparrow's career as far as we are concerned with that tune, Gene and Dinah. We want the story of Gene and Dinah.
Well, that was the original both of them. Gene and Dinah. Well, it was four of them. Gene and Dinah, Rosita and Clementina. Well, actually, that was a commercial. I had made a commercial for Salvatore Scott and Company. I always keep telling people, you know, that during the days when I used to be up and down in Port of Spain, regular, just moving up and down, and a melody in my head, Salvatore Scott and Company, Salvatore Scott and Company, you know, just a little melody. And in those days, you had people like Melody and Small Island Pride and some of these guys advertising for Hilo and Glamour Girl Lingerie and so on. And, you know, I thought, well, Salvatore should be advertising. They're bigger and they seem more prosperous. And, you know, why aren't they advertising? So I made up this thing. Gene and Dinah, Rosita and Clementina came to me one morning after they complete their shopping. They tell me, honey, I never had more luxury, more than when I stopped and went in at Salvatore to shop. But the tune in my head. And when the Yankees coincidentally had to leave at that same time, I got the idea one time.
Well, the girls in town feeling bad. No more Yankees in Trinidad. We will close down the base for good. Them girls have to make out how they could. Brother is now they pack up in town. In for a penny and in for a pound. Believe me, it's competition for so. Traveling in town with the price drop low. So when you bounce up, Gene and Dinah, Rosita and Clementina. Why are you gonna go on and pose it? That's your life, something you're selling. Catch them broke, you can get them. The Yankees lost.
Can you relive some of the excitement of that year for us?
Well, I can't remember in every detail, but you know, when I went up there, I really weren't too particular about winning. I had been with the Calypsonians who say, you know, I've been up there four times, I never win this, I've been seven times, you never win, and so on. So when I got my break there, I figured, well, no big thing. If I win, I may have another chance. So I went out there and just let it all hang out and threw up my hat in the air and carry on and start to... When I heard the people start to react and think, I was a little bit, you know, pleasantly surprised, you know. Yeah. I said, well, look at doing something good. And every verse, man. And then the march of Dime, we had boom, wah, boom, wah. And I got the energy and I continued to drive it home. Boy.
And the verse that stands out of mine is the Glamour Boys Again.
Glamour Boys Again. We are going to rule for the Spain.
Real action started. There was no doubt after that. Now, as early as 1957, you started to show that you were the type of Calypsonians going to stand up for the rights of the Calypsonians because you decided you're going to boycott the competition. Why did you do this?
Well, I figured that Calypso, to me, it was so important and Calypsonians were so special that it should be treated better. And when you check on the prizes, I never really knew what the prize money was before Gene and Dinah. And after I won and then I got to receive that prize, it was $40 and a cup of Angostura. I was a little disappointed then, you know. But just the same, the glory of it all was there and, you know, I was happy with that. And immediately after, you know, the Calypsonians got together, there were a lot of grumblings and, you know, people dissatisfied. But they wouldn't tell the organizers anything. In those days, it was the Guardian Neediest Cases Fund. It wasn't the Carnival Committee, as some people think. And we decided that next year, 57, we ain't going. But I serious. These some of them guys are making jokes.
Right.
And what I did was to organize with a guy named Vivian Lee, a promoter. I think he was originally from Guyana. And he came over and promoted something, a Calypso King competition in Globe Cinema, 1957. Some of the other guys went to the Savannah. Well, I won that one in Globe.
Yeah.
Seem like we in for turbulent weather here, boy.
That's all right. We can deal with it.
Yeah.
All right, so we come inside of your home now.
Yes. Welcome home.
Nice being inside. Why are you afraid outside, so?
Rain, boy, rain.
And kids looking at you.
Actually, what happened is I was told that Jazzy gave Kitchener a pair of binoculars for Carnival. And you see your kids living right across there? I don't know what he could do with his binoculars. So I ordered some new drapes from Miss Baldwin, but I ain't get it yet. So until I get the drapes, let me stay inside. Keep away from Kitch Eye.
This is a beautiful room inside. Yeah, I love that picture on the wall there with all the Calypsonians this year.
Yeah.
Those who have won the Calypso Monarch title over the years. You have people like Crow Crow, David Rudder.
Penguin, Scrunter, Stalin, Chalky, Kitch, Juke, Terror, Striker, that's me there, and Tiger and Pretender.
1958, another road march for you, pay as you earn. You were not in competition yet, you were still on boycott,
well,
but you were able to win the road march.
We were boycotting the competitions, and but still, you know, you really can't boycott the road march. As once you have your song out there, it's up to the people if they like it and they want to use it. So it's not like now where the road march is so orchestrated, so organized, and, you know, people know what they want to play or by whom they want to play for before the Carnival even becomes a reality.
Now, there are two songs that you sang in 1950 that have been personal favorites of mine. Now, you don't sing it so much in competition and on shows. I don't know why.
Which one is that?
Teresa and Russian Satellite. Beautiful tunes.
Yeah. Well, that's true, too. I have to come back to these things, you know. I like Teresa in particular because it, you know, it was the first attempt I had in using a little bit of language, you know, foreign language in Calypso. Sparrow, let me go. Boy, don't hold me so. Me mama go no. Sparrow, darling, wait till tomorrow. Teresa, I love you. And I'm always thinking of you. Yo te quiero mucho. I really can't wait for tomorrow. Something like that.
You have a life where you sing Spanish, French, even Dutch in Calypso. Where did you learn these languages?
Well, again, I love languages. I even try a little bit of Chinese, a little touch of Hindi, you know, that kind of thing. And of course, patois, you know. Garçon, c'est comme ça par le café, non?
She come for the carnival. She want to play with George Bailey, but she ain't a polanja. I tell she I go pay for she, but she gonna spend the night with me. She gonna tell me what we began. If you hear how this hot began.
One of your favorites, Simpson.
Yes, that was my partner. Simpson, the funeral agency man. I sang that a couple nights ago.
Oh yeah, I remember. Yeah. It went over very, very well indeed.
Yes, the man waited for me, although he here dead. He had two candles and he parked up there with his slippers and thing anyway.
I tend to say I have a sense of humor, but I don't like the latest rumor. Of course I have a sense of humor, but I don't like the latest rumor. People all about have to say how Sparrow kick out. He was in some kind of collision. Poor soul and he dead and gone. Amen. Every half an hour somebody ringing up. Until they get the news, they don't intend to stop. Yes, sir. Yes, I knew Sparrow, a very nice fellow. Whenever we met, we always said hello. Yes, fool. It was Simpson
person, the funeral agency man, he walking in the jungle sand.
The following year though, 1960, in fact you were given the title the unofficial Calypso King of the World, and this was an achievement that in 4 years people could see you already as their Calypso King of the World, because you went back into official competition, and in 1960 you were able to create the double of winning the road march and the Dimash Gua title.
Yeah, well, that was quite an achievement, and the people recognized that I did stand for the right thing, you know, because like I told you before, the Calypsonians definitely were not being treated properly. And we didn't have up to now, we don't have a vibrant association, and we are striving very hard for that. But until such time as we get a nice, vibrant association, we are going to continue to have this sort of shabby treatment, you know. And when I came back in, conditions were a little bit better. And as we go on, you will realize that I had to strike again for better conditions, because everybody else was improving and everything was happening nice for other people, and it wasn't happening nice for the Calypsonians.
Now let's talk about the two tunes that they sang that year. First of all, let's talk about 10 to 1 is Murder. And you know, people always ask the question, how much of that was true?
the song is self-explanatory, I believe. You have to listen to it carefully, and it explains itself.
But I have the same question to ask now about Mimi.
Yes. You catch me there.
This is a true story, ladies and gentlemen.
To your show 2 weeks ago, and when they saw you sing Mimi, they said he has to be the greatest.
Well, yeah, that's quite a compliment from the young people.
We continue with 1961 road march again, Royal Jail.
That's right. That's again using the bravado category, you know, where you brag and boast about what you feel you can do when you're young and you're strong and you're afraid of nobody and blah, blah. Way back, you know, that used to be a part of the tradition handed down by the griots way back in Africa. And some of it, of course, rubbed off when we tried to, of course, create a new music in Trinidad.
I don't tell my friends and my family not to worry. Any one of them interfere with me, make it easy. Don't worry, no. Beg the jury, save the lawyer fee. If you have any mail, I live in the Royal Jail.
Well, 1962, that ability to express your conviction in a song certainly came out in Federation, because you sound like you were...
Antillians of Suriname's...
Nyama sapatia no figi mo for anders je figa info raso
ma vite beti anana je vite beti anana langa vipi na dembaka tranga je Bruto di big make it flaka make we sing it the fenibro che vide be anana che vide be di anana ai vide be anana che vide be anana
tambe di un matragado Nantongo Letakanana Kondisna Bagap Jifu Srabu Dengke Sami Tepikisma Kukum Nafesi
Langa Wipi Na Dembaka Ranga Shweti Di Benfado Brutu Di Bemeki Flaka Mekwi
Vrijdag van 10 tot 11. Right here. Razo Radio. Nene Sabi.
Sirajaro Doifo You know Munya Basra Sirajaro Miaka Talepo Wala Usanyame Shema Talepo causa nyame. Doivo, you know munya masra sirajaro.
Madoite,
doivo, you know munya masra sirajaro. Pika, dalepo. Masra sirajaro doifo, you know munya masra sirajaro.
Sotaki, urme barala de lobiar ki mo un bon shwiti manting natuurlijk dat want ak undora na freedom mate ya wel undora na sapatia funa wiki ya wel dat want ak ine fo de lobiar ki man sabi dat want ak sapatia frida dat want ak na last sapatia fo wiki en amore shwit sapatia want sapatia di sontana yuru ma eta natuurlijk sapatia eta un bon shwiti frokto. Urme baro un bon shwitori dat wanta gona ala den collegas bigi komiti pchuam komiti bigi wang natuurlijk doktora na ngaya omgeving. Un bon shwiti frida manten. Oro fara dat wanta signora burgers odi we badi verplee verzorging zo is van overgi de wans hele bi zelfstandig na osso ete un bon shwiti odi we sen komiti alla den lobby wang. Moro fara de mamas, papas, den pitani sanda oso en natuurlijk gide wan sande na siki bedi we bega nana. Nanga mama isa flanga wano gide de libi na siki bedi hesi nanga go. Beye iro gedompel na wantor se mitu ala malaya. Dat moes fude en oso me bedoel van nono de bigi suku nak vaccin dat libi smalai. Da la stof dis no bede. Oh. Ma dat wan tak ini wans masande ina PC tori di sila siwa lobby wanda tuan tak vifura so esin bufuru krakti komitio versterking neki alasan waka moi moi fasi en natuurlijk stabiliteit we beji dati itang na po tapu yo to futu bij je verder jarig heb je wat te vieren. Ik denk waar je bewijs nog zie ik je jouw aan je pitaan niet kon te boeren. Dat we dat op de kras weer waar je piep. En we zijn nu afversterig gaan naar in die wangs dat want dat je afversterig fiet jij. En ook toen over de jarige, ja, de wordt de jarige, zo bij verjaar is de jarige zijn verjaar die en de was zijn verjaar Tamara en dan heb ik die kon natuurlijk we beginnen waarom begin je piep en ik weet niet of Irene gisteren jarig was of vandaag, ik weet het niet meer, maar wat ik wel weet is dat Patricia Boksmeer jarig is vandaag en natuurlijk een Patricia menigje zo zo lobby naar krachtie gezondheid naar bogo blessie. Wees mee eens in kon je natuurlijk ook door de rest van de familie. Bon voor uw lobby, wees in kom met je en hou je cool. Be safe, stay safe. Dat wees in kom met je. En natuurlijk jouw kids gefeliciteerd met je moeder. En voor go morofara het idee dat want ik of me look dat me zie dat onde precies man alles en wat precies lek van ons waka Amsterdam Oost West Zuid Noord Centrum Zuid Oost voor de voetang alles aan bond dat want ik die na vrijdag vandaag is vrijdag en because we zeggen thank God is Friday ja dank dat na vrijdag natuurlijk wel ja voor vele die breken dan over zo en toe kan ik ai weet je. Maar Raso is er nog, deze Raso, de gewoon valk belangrijk gedeelte. Het is vrijdag en dan heb je Raso. En natuurlijk, dat we starten nu de Nanga Sapatia Tori. Morofara. We bar ook toen je het buiten Amsterdam natuurlijk. Alla de provincie, dat weet ik jongen, obiatori. We bar alla de provincie, een bon chuti, odi, een bon chuti, manting. We zijn komiet de wanda per mijn lobby om dat per naar Den Haag Stuurstraat. Om die want ik wil dat je altijd luistert omro. Dat want ik wanda in de stroblikslager. Ja, we baren wan bong shwiti. Odi. En natuurlijk de lobby wan vanmiddag per naar in Arnhem. Geite kamp heen, Noor Klarendal. We baren wanda per wan bong shwiti. Odi. Ja, ja, we baron dat we een bonk schwiti odi. En natuurlijk, die inuans maasan de abrawatra. Ook toe dat we zijn een bonk schwiti odi gomit alla de lobby arkibank. San de afgestem, tap na 105.2 FM. Nus na 103.8 kabel. Voor no vergeti razo amsterdam.nl. En zolang hij dus afgestem, dat we een takje brief me, brief me. Zolang hij door de straat, den tak a, je altijd kan pikken bij. Ja. Razo, bij Razo hoor je alles.
Langama kokarama ya gimi Langama
Tegi tok adi futi de abe egi oda leki sami betaki kabau dat wan taki futi de so de daf me luku so dan un conversanda nene sabi dat ti de bo de frey 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 ti de na frey is up freedom liberty frey a uitzending schreef je want to lease frey en je want drukking want dat wa je eto maar goed mijn lieve mensen dat wan taki so tussen 11 en 12, dat ik voor Sabido heb je sleutel geheimen, zo boom. En altijd wel leer ik onderwerp de ini en natuurlijk onderwerp DC. Ik denk dat die, als ik het een beetje even mag verklappen, dan een onzekerheid, diepte, onzekerheid binnen een relatie. Dat hij diep tune zo in naar jou dat hij. En tussen 12 en 1, dan natuurlijk heb je informatie in de secret of the power. Ja, de secret of the power, dan heb ik natuurlijk dat we takip tune abra gevoel frequenties. Omdat naar aanleiding van een pisitori zou we takip het idee. In een sleutelgeheim tori. Dat we dat pa gevoel frequentie, want dat je eigenlijk. Zang, eigenlijk je gevoel is bijna ook ik van je libi, je welvaart, je alasani in je libi. No me grap, je gevoel is die beter aan na bijna alasani sang je edu. Dus dat we ook komt je zo tapuna pisi tori dati. En natuurlijk tussen 1 en 2 heb ik ook een telefonisch gesprek. Maar pas wanneer het zover is, dan ben je haar APC tori dat komt. Want soms heb je het dat die vooral in verband met als dan van we in die acteen zou onder no de. Dan heb je het dat die, ja, dan als sprak kan door of solitie hebben dat heb ze ook door telefonisch. Maar we wachten gewoon rustig erop. Jawel, dat want ik ook to me goed dat ja me barwan bon shit odigi dat ook to maar volgens mij bara shit odigi dat want ik weer barwan shit wat me beta ken ba bara jong obia is no ana tori is no wo baro bia srevi kondre kondre alla kondre afo de fotan niet te vergeten Suriname misgaat aisra na ma mooi shit pokof kondrai dal kwa nono de sane passa Sane pesa, sane pesa, sane pesa. Maar natuurlijk bieden wij allemaal dat hij niks aan heeft. Maar niet kapsen aan een wijsheid, niet kapsen aan een koning. Maar kapsen dat alles mama vindt in schrijven in die zeepse. En dat ding kan zitten kon natuurlijk morgen. Maar dan gaat het voor de spanning heb je niet. Niet. Bijvoorbeeld, ja, zo ook je ziet dat ja, er is ook een nieuwe voetbalcoach. Hier die de sranas, maar ja, zo een keer in schrijven voetbal. Hier die. No way she talk when you call the man put oneself one commissie me in as my she tell them I take bus less them I got a hypocrite big hypocrite that I make tell them boy man play football big look of the boy man go about the land in place then turn jaso one tips one love them boy she one love this and go in ayas ayas dang adding brief ayas so then go about the land apo din one two then era era class and adding RKC he broke his spirit that people put him far away that nothing no contain him. En je ziet dat je moment door voet ik trainer je ziet. Als nou dan gaat om zich zoeken de man zo precies zo trainer de wani. Terwijl je op wat lotra trainer. Wat lotra trainer is dat je actie eigen of dan gaan de man de bezig. Dan gaan de man de bezig of accepteren we alles. Trouwens ik ben vergeten dat we hele lieve mensen zijn. Wij accepteren gewoon alles. Maar onespan. Of je bemoei aan hun noemen of mitak noemen. Ah ik ken hem. Ja ik zag hem. Die is goed om me. Nou dat wel op je. Maar goed, dat was het even ook een beetje. En natuurlijk, of je loopt naar corona, kan je later mijn kotapa aan corona, PC, Tori ook toe. Ik blijf het zeggen, je ziet dat die besmetting die neemt toe. Niks aan de meter. Maar je ziet dat ook toe. Of mijn loekoboende, maar je ziet dat bijna naar de man. Na de man. Je besmet de schreef. En tanga langa ja. En onkusan kon join de man, jij na kon de liefde dat was voor ook toe. Naar de regels, en met je dat uno e hoor wel naar de regels, ik zou zeggen van, dan kracht op ontwikkelen pistorie, dat die hoor je naar de regels, hoor je anderhalf meter afstaan, hand sanitizer je aan, en die doe je nog potumtje voor en nog een lid aansteken, en dat is zo'n nog zeker een jongen go in vlam. Corona tof. En nog vergeet je je mondkapje, want dat is important, want de man schrijft je naar Italië door A. Afstand hebben we naar je mondkapje, ik kan save. Maar of je niet doet een soort zand dat je jompe, vrij, vrij, vrij. En in Breken, wat los maar van die trap aan de provincie naar Dochara, corona komt niet, want daar zijn ze vrijer. En we merken het ook. Dus ik zou zeggen van meneer Gotum CDP, want eigenlijk aan corona toch aan wat angst story. Alleen hoe angst dat je want ze kiezen een keer een keer. Ze kier, 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 menisma. A corona. En is het meestal alle jaren 15.000 sma idd. 1500 of 15. Ja, ongeveer 1500 sma idd. Of 15.000 weet ik veel. Aan griep totaal in Nederland. En in een de man zijn dat 450. Dem denk ik dat me nou alles maar tron corona. Dus mensen, ik zou zeggen, je eigenlijk, je moest letten op jezelf, nou liep je nooit gewans want of je liep, je als je dat gewans traas, maar dat je nou schreef je tegen je goeie, want er recht in, bij je nou bij aan een plein voor go. Dus mensen, mondkapje, anderhalf meter aanstaan, hand sanitizer, en ook naar je vlam, nou zo je schreef kan goeie vlam.